Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you're listening to this. We are up to day four. By the way, love getting private messages from many of you. And if you missed, I see a lot of new people came on the last day or two. If you missed any of the first couple of days, you'd like me to send you the voice note. I'm happy to do that. Just private message me and just mention your name. It makes it easier for me to then send it to you. Making music with what remains. This story is incredible. The great violinist Yitzhak Perlman, who had polio from the age of four, his entire life had to wear these metal braces, use crutches to walk. He comes on stage, he's tuning his violin, he's about to play a major concert in New York City. One of the strings snaps. And instead of asking for another string, he just continues to play the whole concert on three strings. Violin has four strings. Perlman's finished, crowd gives him a standing ovation. And when they asked him to speak about what happened, he famously remarked, "Our task is to make music with what remains." Now, what does that mean, to make music with what remains? We are supposed to take the deck of cards that God deals us in life and develop ourselves according to the way God created us. Elul is a time to embrace our reality. I think this is one of the issues that we're having in our society, where unfortunately we're not learning enough to accept the beautiful way in which God created each and every one of us with all of our flaws and imperfections. And this is something that we're supposed to try to work on during Elul. I heard this great teaching from my friend Rabbi Eitan Meir, that if you spell the word Elul, which is the holy month we're in, backwards, it reads Lamed Vav Lamed Aleph, which spells Lulay. Lulay is a combination of two words, Lu, if only, Lo, no. So Lulay literally means if only, no, if only things were not the way I was, right? If God created me like this as opposed to that, so I'm going to change myself. No, what I'm supposed to try to do during the month of Elul is accept our realities and not be dog-faced about it, but actually understand that even our deficiencies, even our lackings, our challenges in life are precisely those things that help build us into the people we become. So instead of saying Lulay, if things were only not the way they were, if only I got a bigger break in work, I would be more successful. If I was just a little more attractive, people would pay more attention to me. Some of my students have said, "Rabbi, it's so difficult. If my parents had just raised me religious, it would be so much easier for me to be observant." No, you were created the way you were for a reason, so that we can be challenged by all of the different opportunities that we have. The month of Elul is coming along and telling us we've got it backwards. By definition, we have exactly what we need to accomplish our goals in life, which is not perfection, but it's striving for perfection, which the great Ramchal, Rabbeinu Moshe Chaim Lutzato, taught that the deck of cards that we're dealt with is presented to us in a specific kind of way to challenge us, and that we have the power to tweak. Now, we may not have the power to change everything, which is what the Gemara, and I shared this before this became the 40-day challenge. This was the Beyond the Instant for the many of you who were on this beforehand. And just like last week, it was Parshas Re'eh, and we talked about free will. And it's interesting because it's not like when we say we have free will, we can change everything. The Talmud tells us, "Hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyirat shamayim," that everything is in God's hands, right? The way we look, how much money we make, even to a certain degree, is predetermined based on the family. You know, there's some rags to riches stories here and there, but a lot of this is predetermined. I can go to the gym and I can tweak how much, you know, weight I can pump, and how smart my IQ I can kind of, right? But a lot of this is either genetic or it's, but what I do with that deck of cards is ultimately left in my hands. And this is something that the late and great Viktor Frankl, who was a Holocaust survivor, wrote about in his famous book, Man's Search for Meaning. He said that between stimulus and response, there's a space. Between what happens to us and how we respond to it, now what happens to us is not entirely in our hands. There's just a lot of things we can't control, but our response to it, there's that space. And it's in that space that Viktor Frankl said that we have the power to choose. He believed that the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, what they were trying to show, besides oppressing our people, besides being terrible anti-Semites and evil people, they were trying to prove that you can take a human being and you can control their response to everything. Just like an animal, put an animal in a laboratory, you give him this, he responds this way. You do that to him, he responds that way. No, every time a Jew, Viktor Frankl wrote, and he was a survivor, and he saw this in the camps, that every time you saw somebody giving up a little of their meager rations. I did not put this in the chapter, so you get a little something special that's not in the chapter here. Every time he saw a fellow Jew giving away some of his meager rations to another Jew, they were proving the Nazis wrong. That yes, some things we don't have control over, but we can control the way we deal with that situation. And that's why I also didn't put this in the chapter. I heard many years ago the late and great Esther Youngreis. She once said that whether or not you're a cab driver, a lawyer, or doctor may not entirely be up to you, right? Some of that might be from the family, but that's not really what matters as far as Judaism is concerned, whether you're a doctor, lawyer, or, I don't know, an accountant. What you can control and what does matter as far as Torah and Judaism is concerned, and what we're focused on this month of Elul, is what kind of doctor? Are you ethical to your patients? What kind of lawyer? Right? Do you stand up for your client? Do you maintain your confidentiality? What kind of cab driver? Do you give back the right change? Do you say hello when they come into the back of the car? Those are the things we have control over, and those are the things that build us in life, and that's the only thing that really we believe God cares about. Not how much money you make, but how we go about doing it. And so therefore, when that string breaks and you're missing something, think of it a little differently now, as opposed to just being upset. Oh, lule, if not, if only I had four strings. No, Shem gave you three. Let's see what kind of music we can make with it. Have a great day.